Your top stories on Blitz this hour. Lionel Messi wins Ballon d'Or number 6. Latest from Europe's top flight leagues. Blitzbox raring to go in Dubai. Mauritius all set to welcome the European Tour. And we reflect on some of the memorable moments from the F1 season.
Coulthard could pitch it just on the fringe of the green, then it ran it straight downwind.
Maybe he'll get it right. Fantastic.
Walter's here on 17, looking at a, I would call this a birdie opportunity. Pretty straightforward chip if he can get the speed right. Oh, good shout.
Yeah, oh, well done.
Oh, you hadn't seen that one, had you?
Leave yourself a chip tapping down it for a birdie. This would be one of them, I think.
Oh, oh. Come on.
Oh, yes. You little beauty. What a way to finish the day.
An eagle 3 for Justin Harding at the 18th.
And you little beauty. You little beauty.
This is a shot that has become popular in recent times, but wasn't the sort of shot of choice in our day, certainly.
It looks like a 60 degree wedge or something. Boldness be my friend.
Oh, I don't believe that. Lee Ho Tong.
Just 3-4 yards too far. Left and get in.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, well, well. You saw you hold him 2 little pitches this morning, but what the fall.
Oh, get out of it.
Birdie this whole pitching and putting yesterday. Can he do it again? Left. Well, I think he might do even better.
He's a big, big tall man, sort of bends over quite a lot, quite a big knee flex, wide stance. And he gets through into his left side, and talk about the brace left side he gets into is absolutely wonderful. But I'd say here we go, maybe a one again. But I think we can give him a 2. Well done. What a fantastic shot from Dylan.
9th. Tiny hill coming down breeze, 305 metres. Most players are layup off the tee. And could you? Would you? Well, that's the way to do it.
The European Tour's next stop is at the Heritage Golf Club, and your World of Champions will bring you all 4 rounds live from Mauritius.
Next up on the PGA Tour is the Hero World Challenge at Albany in New Providence, and you can catch round one live on Supersport.
Team USA take aim at the rest of the world when the 2019 President's Cup gets underway. It's the 13th edition, and it's live on your World of Champions. It was truly a breathtaking year in Formula One. Lewis Hamilton and Mercedes once again took the big prizes in the world titles. On top of that, the year offered some of the most exciting races seen in recent years. Formula One history has been defined by the big blockbuster rivalries of the ages. And in 2019, things began to sizzle between young stars Max Verstappen and Charles Leclerc. The two are expected to dominate the sports over the next decade or so, and have been battling each other since 2012 in the go-kart circuits. Following Leclerc's big move to Ferrari, he finally had the means to truly challenge for titles, something Verstappen wasn't going to take too lightly. Having been labelled the next best driver in the game, Verstappen had no patience for other young starlets looking to steal his shine. The two were involved in several scraps throughout the season. Their battles at the Silverstone circuits and the Red Bull Ring stood out the most.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 victories in Formula One for Max Verstappen, and this, number 6, was very much the best. Verstappen wins the Austrian Grand Prix.
The German Grand Prix was another one to remember, with the wet conditions causing havoc for everyone involved. The runoff area at the penultimate corner caught so many drivers out, from the novices to the stalwarts of the track. No one was let off the hook. Even the 2019 champion Hamilton was caught out, losing his front wing to throw away the victory. He finished 9th on the day, his worst finish of the season.
And
oh, and a sliding out, that's Valtteri Bottas! Bottas is out of the race!
Safety car.
Forget in a hurry.
Sebastian Vettel's acts at the end of the Canadian GP will live long in everyone's memories. Chasing his first victory of the season, Vettel was doing his all to hold off Hamilton close behind. The German ran wide and emerged back on the track in a dangerous fashion, almost colliding with the Briton. Though he finished in first place, he was handed a 5-second penalty, with Hamilton inheriting the win. What Vettel did after that was pure comedy gold, replacing the Brit's first place plinth with his second place version, to the amusement of all in Montreal.
Ted, you can't see this, I don't think, but Sebastian Vettel taking the number 2 from where his car should be, putting it in front of Lewis Hamilton's car, and then putting the number 1 in the blank space where his car should be. He thinks he's number 1 today and should be number 1. And I tell you what, over 305,000 people came to Montreal this weekend. Not any of those are going to persuade him he's wrong.
Two of legendary Formula One driver Michael Schumacher's cars were auctioned off ahead of the 2019 season-ending Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. Schumacher's 2002 Ferrari F2002, in which the German won his 5th world championship and 3rd with the Italian constructor, sold for $5.9 million. The 7-time world champion won his first two titles in 1994 and 1995 with the now-defunct Benetton. Schumacher also won his very first Formula One race with the same team at the 1992 Belgian Grand Prix with the Benetton B192, which was also auctioned for $725,000. The proceeds from the sales of the most decorated champion's iconic cars went to the Keep Fighting Michael Foundation, which was set up after the German suffered life-changing injuries following a skiing accident in December 2013. A Formula One slot car racetrack signed by the drivers who competed in the 2019 Formula One season also went for $40,000.
Day 4 of the second test between Australia and Pakistan at the Adelaide Oval saw the tourists resume on 39-3, following on after a first innings that yielded 302 runs. And needing 248 to make Australia bat again and avoid a second successive innings defeat. Pakistan started positively. Shan Masood managed his half century before he and Asad Shafiq reached their 100 partnership, taking the tourists to 120-3. But Masood was back in the hut shortly afterwards, losing his wicket rather cheaply to Nathan Lyon for 68. Shafiq then brought up his 50 but couldn't stick around either, Lyon with his second. At tee, Pakistan 167-5, still trailing Australia by 120 runs. Itvika Ahmad and Mohammad Rizwan plodded along, putting on 47 for the 6th wicket before Lyon struck again to remove Ahmad for 27. Lyon trapped Yasir Shah for 13 and then completed his fifer with the dismissal of Shaheen Shah Afridi, who fell for just 1. That scalp represented a 50th test wicket at the Adelaide Oval for Lyon as he claimed his 16th 5-wicket haul. After dinner, under lights, Australia went in pursuit of the remaining 2 wickets and it was only a matter of time before they came. Josh Hazlewood dismissed Rizwan, and Mohammad Abbas was run out in the very same over. Pakistan all out for 239, Australia victors by an innings and 48 runs. Australia and New Zealand contest the first of their three test matches in Perth, and you can catch the action live on your World of Champions.
South African surfer Matthew McGillivray has been ripping up the waves across the world, and with his 2019 performances sealed qualification to next year's championship tour. McGillivray placed third at the second to last men's qualifying series 10,000 event, the Hawaiian Pro, where the 22-year-old defeated two-time winner Michel Borez and 11-time world champion Kelly Slater en route to the final.
It's been a crazy journey this year. The first half of the year was pretty tough for me. I was struggling to make heats, and but I was trying to like focus on my surfing and enjoying my surfing. And I mean, I've had a lot of help and support from coaches back home and my shaper Graham Smith, and we're focusing on this back half of the year because we knew there are a couple big events coming up in waves I enjoy. And like the right-hand point break in Portugal that we had a prime in, and then Hawaii having two good right-handers and bigger conditions, types of waves that I enjoy. So, but it's been crazy how everything's worked out at this back end of the year, and that like things have gone my way, and I'm really, really enjoying the surfing and having a good time over here. So I'm so stoked to make heats.
Currently competing at the Vans World Cup of Surfing at Sunset Beach in Hawaii, the Jeffreys Bay native aims to finish the year with victory at the World Surf League season-ending event.
It's been a dream ever since I was doodling waves in my textbooks at school. It's always been my dream to be on the tour and surfing those kinds of waves with guys like Geordie, who's inspired me. I really hope I can make it happen. And I'm so stoked to be here.